You're listening to the Sea Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. And keep the change.
WELOVE 108
FM.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Nothing is this
hey. Listen if you're missing y'all, swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want, gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the power that beats!
As the rhythm's designed to bounce with transcendental
rhymes,
designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives.
We got to pump the stuff to make it tough.
From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people!
We all the same, no one not the same, cause we don't know the game. We need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Yeah. My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness.
Don't rest the show. You got to go to what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
All right, what's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Tuesday! Yeah! Initially, I was going to chill from saying it like that, but I can't. I can't stop. Won't stop. All right, shout out to everybody watching it right now. We are live. Shout out to everybody listening to this right now. Shout out to everybody that has taken their time out and took an opportunity out. You could be anywhere in the world, baby, but you're here with me. Welcome to the Sea Plan Do Show with me, Gary O'Neill Jr. Shout out to Pops. Please don't forget the Jr. All right. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. Guess what? It is the first week of June. So hello, June, or the sixth stage of Jumanji, whatever, however you want to feel about it. You know, I don't know what's happening. So it's a tough time. Guess what? I have a special guest in the building. What's up? At first, I realized, I was like, wait, is it Elena? Alana? It's Alana, right? Right. What's
it's
up?
Alana.
I have a wonderful, wonderful artist, beautiful person. You know, I said, you know what? Hey, she asked to be on the show. She was like, hey, I want to be on People Podcast. So why not the best podcast in the world, baby? Woo! So, Elena Nicole, right?
Alana Nicole.
Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, Gary O'Neill Jr. Shout out to your father for naming you after him. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He
seems highly energetic, and maybe you got that from him.
Probably. Or I just had a whole bunch of candy before we get started. So I look forward to you being on the show. I was like, you know what? This is going to be great. All right.
Yes.
Episode 17, Millennials. That's how I was like, you know what? I was thinking about what we could talk about today on the show. So I said, you know what? Millennials. That's what we're going to do. Millennial love and all those wonderful things. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say as a millennial. You're a millennial, right?
I am a millennial.
I'm not a millennial. I am a Generation X, a Generation Z-er, I believe. We're going to make sure we
You're
get it.
Gen Z?
I'm 40. So that's like either Gen X or Gen Z. I'm going to make sure I get the stats right.
Black do not crack.
I know you thought. I know. It's luxurious. Look, it's luxurious and full. I know. I thought I was in the group. I'm not. All right. But
right.
We're gonna have such an amazing time today. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. I know you're a bit. Your schedule is so busy. You've been doing amazing things in the community. You know, I love it. And on this show, we always have the dopest of people. But so who better? Who better than look? Who better than you? Who better?
Thanks, right? Gary.
Right. All right. So let's talk. Let's get right into the C Plan Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. Heart Savers Maryland, your premier CPR training company. So as outside opens back up, we're going to start needing to get trained in CPR. So if you're looking to get trained, make sure you hit up Heart Savers Maryland. They're able to teach you in the avenues of American Heart Association as well as American Safety and Health. So if you are looking to get trained in life-saving skills, please hit up heartsaversmaryland@gmail.com. That's Heart Savers with the SMD at gmail.com, or you can contact them at 443-602-0648. And today's moment of the week is entitled Things You Can Control. All right. You can control your sleep routine. You can control how you speak to yourself. You can control who and what you follow on social media. You can control what you eat. You can control your mindset, the way we treat others, your level of honesty, your outlook, and how soon you try again after you fail. All right. So that is your C Plan Do moment of the week, things you can control. How you feel about that, A? You like that?
I feel really good about that. I really like those things.
Yeah, I like them. Especially, I feel like you can follow your, I think you can control your sleep routine. But sometimes Netflix be hitting.
It do be hitting.
When you only got like 10 seconds now before you go to the next episode, what you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? Get up and do something else? Why would I do that?
Right. All right. So can I show y'all the merch? First of all, let me tell you something. Okay. First, if you have not signed up for my How to Start an Online T-Shirt Company, you need to do it. People out here jumping out there. Let me show you something. Lakia Dix gave me such a sweet shirt. Look at this shirt. Do you see this shirt, A?
I see the shirt. It's very beautiful. Audacity.
So let me give you the word of the day. The word is audacity. It's a noun, and it talks about the only thing that some people have is the audacity. That's all I got.
That's a word.
That's a word?
That's a word.
And I'm just, and I'm fresh off of watching the Fred Hammond and the, what's his name? Oh, man. Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
I'm a heathen. I'm sorry. I struggled figuring out the songs. I was just sitting there like, but I did watch it. It was very, very good. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't, but I saw, clips of it.
Yeah. So you didn't. So you're literally saying didn't.
I'm saying I didn't, but I saw clips of it.
Okay. Was it good?
The clips right. were great, Gary. Right.
I don't think you thought it was going to be follow-up questions after you said I did. But it was cool.
There were questions.
Right. I laughed because I said, just like when they had Bounty Killer and they had Beanie Mind, it was certain songs I didn't know. Equally in this scenario, I didn't know all the songs. I felt, but it's heathen life. Hashtag heathen life. That's what I do. Okay.
I'm saved and sanctified, Gary. I don't know about you.
Name two Fred Hammond songs right now.
Bread of Life.
I don't even believe that's even a song.
That's a song.
Alexa, play Bread of Life. She said not found. Wow.
You don't even have an Alexa in there. How you figure?
She's upstairs. She just heard me too. She's upstairs.
She did not.
Actually, I think she's playing it. I think she's playing it right now. No, she is playing trap music right now. Alexa, stop. See, she didn't know. All right, so it was pretty good. For those of you guys who did see it, guess what? It was pretty good. All right, I felt it. I felt the spirit. It was good. All right, it was good. I liked it.
I love the spirit.
But let's get back to this word, the audacity.
The audacity.
Because what? You can't see it. Let me get closer. Let me show you. The audacity. The audacity. The only thing some people have. Jeez.
The only thing.
That's the word.
Woo. That's the word.
People, that's all they got.
That's all they got.
You can get this amazing shirt at thekiaexperience.shopify.com. So make sure you get it. I'm going to make sure we post it in the comments today, but make sure you get it. All right. So I'm so excited to have you on the show because I love your way of thinking. I've seen a lot of what you've said. You know, I said, you know what? We're going to have an amazing time. So, and you didn't even know I had questions for you. You didn't even know. See, I kept that away from you because I want to get your immediate reaction. All right.
You sneaky.
So today we're going to be definitely going over millennials, millennial love, and we're going to talk about all the amazing work that you've done in the community that we should definitely honor and celebrate. So that is our Seed Plan Do moment of the week entitled Things You Can Control. Now let's get into our song of the week. Can we get to our song of the week? Can we get to our song of the week? At first I was like, well, I should play one of them, but I didn't want to be phony because I'm like, oh, now you want to play it. Now you want to use, no. So I just said, you know what? And what's going on, and I'm pretty sure we're going to highlight it. Let's just jump right into, I feel like we should listen to some Marvin Gaye. What do you think? Marvin Gaye?
I like Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Here on the Seed Plan Do Show.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going
on? Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right now.
Normally, I don't even play songs that long, but that is your Seed Plan Do song of the week. What's going on? We have a lot of things happening right now. And so people who are protesting, who are fighting the fight, we are here with you. You know, we honor you. We celebrate you. We're going through a rough, rough time. And if you are out here and you are looking to, we need to make a change. We need to do everything in our power to create a positive world. And it's really tough right now. It's really tough. So we got to make sure that we do everything that we can, because right now it's tough.
It is very tough out.
All right. So, all right. Can we get to our, can we get to our entree? We've already talked about the, we've already discussed the versus match. I liked it. It was really, really good. We got that out the way because you ain't watching. And it's no
need. You said you were a heathen.
I am. Heathen life, okay? I'm not going to talk too much about it because I feel like the angels are like, oh, you watched it? But it was really good. It was great. It was really good. I really felt it. I only person I felt bad for was Teddy Riley. Because this has been three solid weeks of beautiful, crisp audio, and I'll be upset right now.
Yeah. They screwed him.
Yeah, but it was great.
I don't really know who was on Teddy Riley's team, because it seems like every person has had people in the room with them, helping them with the sound, and Teddy was alone.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Teddy.
Yeah, I felt bad for him. But I don't feel bad for him, because when I thought about it, he should have won, because he had a lot of songs he produced that he made for Michael Jackson that was produced by him. And at no time should they have not been played. Because when I thought about it, you know what I thought? Teddy Riley has the audacity to not play those songs.
Yeah. He also had the audacity to get on there with that bad sound and a very minimal knowledge of smartphones.
Audacity. I was tired of it. But it was really, really good. So, all right. I was really like, I haven't actually talked to her in real life, because I was like, is it Elena? Alana? And I was like, it's Alana. It's Alana. Right? It's Alana. She looks like an Alana. Right.
Yep.
All right. So let me officially welcome you to the show. So when I officially welcome people, I like to read their bio. Can I read your bio right now?
Yes, please.
All right. So Alana Nicole is a big-bellied and hearted writer, arts organizer, and mother of two. Her candor resists respectability politics whilst embracing her Scorpio agenda to spread kindness and sex positivity. Her perspectives around love and relationship challenge possessiveness and sensationalism. Welcome to the show, Alana Nicole. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
So you are a Scorpio?
Yes.
I'm a Pisces. Have you ever looked up a Pisces Scorpio friendship relationship?
I have not. My daughter's a Pisces and we get along.
So you haven't looked up, coming on my show, that Gary's a Pisces?
I didn't look it up. But if you want to talk,
it seems like you have the audacity. You like you have the audacity, but no. All right.
I do have a lot of audacity.
But welcome to the show. Let me start off by saying you are absolutely dope. I really want to say that you've done a lot for our community. You've done a lot on speaking out. You have embraced everything and been able to vocalize all the things that you feel as though is correct. You have definitely challenged a lot of people and not given a damn. I love it. Thank you.
The audacity, you know, I have the audacity that's necessary to go into those conversations with the not give a damn needed. So
that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do, right? Great.
You got to do.
Got to. All right. So, can we go in? So we've read your official bio. Loved it. I really loved it. When I first read it, I was like, oh, this is really good. All right. So we have a rapid fire round of questioning, which I like to call Fuego Rapido. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. You don't know about these questions, right? Because I didn't put it. See, I don't put it in our pre-production, guys. So guess what? You watching and listening right now. Most of the time, people come on the show, they should get pre-production. So if you have a podcast or a show, your guests should know what's going on. But I didn't tell her.
No,
I want the reactions to be real. All right?
Yeah,
are you so ready for your first one?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. First one is, what is your favorite gadget?
My favorite gadget.
As a millennial. Here we go.
As a millennial writer, my favorite gadget is a voice recorder. And really? I can use those on my phone or my computer, because when I do write and talk to people, I get to record it and then it like transcribes it. And those are my favorite things.
Wow. Okay. All right. You don't have your own, right? Because you're not going to tell us which company you use, because on this show, unless they cut in a check, we're not going to tell a specific one. But you do like a voice recorder. Okay, got it. All right. Tell me later on which one you use. I might have to do that. All right, cool. Got it. My favorite gadget, is right now my air fryer.
Ooh.
See how you hit? Oh, see, that lets me know that's the difference in our generations. That right now. You said voice recorder, and I said air fryer. You're like, oh, right. I love my air fryer. I love my air fryer. And yeah, it has saved me, and I really enjoy it. You know, I like it. But I do like my teleprompter that I use on my iPad. So when I'm doing motivational speeches or doing videos, I have a teleprompter on there.
Okay.
Helps me out.
What year were you born again?
I was born in 1980.
Okay.
You're looking it up right now, right? You're literally looking it up. Go ahead, look it up. Look it up for the people. Go ahead, look it up. Look it up. All right. Are you ready for the next one? Are you ready? Are you ready? Why you look it up? Here's the next. Fuego. Rapido. If you can instantly become one, what would you be an expert in? Ooh, this is a good one.
Ooh. I would be an expert. I would be an expert in love and relationships, like relationship psychology or something. Okay. I already like that. Yeah. And I want to understand it. I want to know why guys are the way they are. Ooh.
I see what we're doing here today. I see what we're doing. No, you want to know why guys the way... See, now we're going to have this conversation. You want to know why guys the way they are. Okay, well, we'll talk about that today. And keep looking up what generation I'm in, right?
You're a millennial, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But
all right. Are you ready for the next one? Oh yeah. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given, ever in your life?
Ever in my life. Best piece of advice. I did this affirmation workshop with a woman a few years ago, and you know, she had us come up with these affirmations, and I came up with one, and it's called "I am worthy and deserving of the love that the universe has for me." I carried that affirmation with me, and I still carry it with me for some years. And it was like probably one of the most propelling and life-affirming things I ever came up with to tell myself daily.
I love it. Give it to us one more time. Give us the affirmation one more time so we can soak it in. Go ahead.
I am worthy and deserving of the love that the universe has for me.
I say affirmations all the time. And that was a really good one. I'm going to have to make sure I keep that one. That was great. Are you ready for our last Fuego de Rapido? Are you ready for our last one before we get with it?
Yep.
If you had to teach a class on one thing, what would you teach?
It would probably be like a sex ed class. But it would be like advanced for like adults, like not the teenage kind where they're like, this is the anatomy. It would be a little bit better than that, but also better than some of these like generic toy classes, because I don't even like toys. But that's another thing.
Okay. All right. So hold up. So let me go back to me answering this question. The best piece of advice I've ever been given is it's not what they do, it's what you do. That's one of my favorite ones. And if I could teach a class on things, it would be about being positive and motivated. I do that anyway, but I would teach that. All right, that was awesome. That was really good. Thank you for being such a great, great guest as we talk about Fuego Rapido here, episode 17, Millennials. All right. Millennials. Now, guess what? Did you find out what, as we get into our entree, as we get into these questions I have for you, I know what generation I'm in. Did you figure out the generations yet?
Yeah, I mean, you're a millennial. 1980s.
I'm not a millennial, ma'am.
Gen X stopped in 1979, but if you want to claim that, I can see how.
I was born in 1980. Generation X is 1965 to 1979. I'm a generation Xer. That's what it looks like. It looks like I'm a generation Xer. That's what we do, baby. Generation X.
All right.
I know you want to claim me as a millennial, right? I'm gonna say Generation X is the best generation. I know every generation is gonna say that. I get it, but we are. Here's why I'm gonna break it down to you. You were born, there was internet. We didn't have internet.
When I was born, there wasn't really internet.
You had internet.
Let's straighten this out. I'm an analog millennial, and then there's digital millennials.
Right.
Analog millennials were born at a time where we had to do things that were analog. I know what a cassette tape player is. I've played records. Okay. I've seen a track. Okay. You know what I mean?
Millennials. You're right. Okay. You in the group. I like that. Analog millennial. I'm gonna roll up on a millennial and I'm gonna have a cassette tape and a pencil. And I'm gonna say, what's the correlation right now?
Do it.
Cause some of y'all don't know. So y'all always had voicemail and be able to have all these things for voicemail. We had to get the radio, record, and talk. While we were doing, hey, this is Gary. While they're playing Jodeci in the background, I'm not home right now, but if you leave your name and a brief message, had to do that. That was production. We had a whole production.
I definitely had songs on my voicemail, and I had to use maybe CD players, not radios, but
yeah, we had the radio. You had to wait, and we had cassette tapes.
Man. I remember it was like Usher.com was out. And that was on my voicemail.
All right. That was a good time. But I think that our generation, to be honest, is the best generations together. Because you've experienced
I love men from your generation.
Okay. Obviously you do. Because we're like that. Why wouldn't you? All right. I don't think you're the guy of your generation. Right? you're getting WYD to death of your generation. Okay.
I'm not going to argue with that.
All right.
I'm not going to argue.
So I definitely thought about what I was going to ask you as somebody who's in a slight different generation. What year were you born?
1991.
All right. Okay. I was 11. All right. But, you know, you were around the 90s. So I thought that it was a really great topic we came up with. So let's go right to our first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. So prior to COVID, all right, obviously we have to practice social distancing. We have to do all these things. Dating can't be popping as it was. Prior to COVID-19, how was dating for you? Let's just start with it. How was dating for you? How was it?
Yeah. Dating was rocky for me prior to COVID-19. I was dating someone who will say wasn't necessarily available. And we were maybe 6 months into that, and then COVID happened. And so it came to a demise at my request.
At your request?
At my request.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So outside of this one person, were you dating other people?
I was dating other people, and I'm still dating maybe one of those people.
One.
And, well, I am seeing him again, the unavailable person. However, it ain't that serious like it was before.
Oh, so you sort of fell back now. Okay. All right. Okay. What do you think?
And one woman.
So you're in this generation right now, and I don't want to even come off like I'm such an old guy, like 91, like it's not that huge of a difference. So what do you think is the biggest for this millennial generation? What do you think is the biggest advantage of you guys during this time? Dating, not even COVID-19, but just as being a millennial nowadays, what do you think is the biggest advantage?
Yeah, I mean, we're a very inventive people. You know, we are in relationships where people are, you know, creating podcasts together. They're doing TikTok channels, Instagrams, and
Yes.
You know, very creative brand creations together.
Yep.
And, you know, millennials are movement builders. They're initiative builders. And, you know, before, you know, Gen Xers and anybody, you know, prior to that is probably really familiar with like organizations and like these very sturdy careers, you know, and there was a sternness. So there's like this flexibility with millennials that, you know, it's just very lighthearted and fun. But it does, you know, it has its disadvantages at times. But I would say, you know, millennials are creative. They're inventive. So
what is the most creative thing that a person has done that you've been dating, that you guys have done?
I'll name something that's been happening recently. Okay. I'm dating a young woman who brings like flowers and, you know, little gifts and trinkets, things she makes, things she buys, clay, tactile things, and like just stuff for me to stay occupied or keep my mind off of my work, to my porch, you know, since COVID-19.
She just drops it off.
Flowers.
So how do you know it's from, how do you know it's from her?
Because she lets me know.
I was doing some of those things. That clay that you got, I brought you that for being on the show. What are you talking? You can't be letting people take claim for what I'm doing here. But that's really nice. Do you know? She's really sweet. That's I like that. That's very creative. Does she know? Do you know what your love language is? Have you guys had? Do you know what yours is?
Yeah, I mean, mine is definitely quality time.
Right.
You know, definitely. I love gifts. You know, I love that. So, like, I feel like those are maybe my top two.
Yeah. Okay. Mine is acts of service, and top two would be acts of service and physical touch. So that's awesome. That is awesome.
It's crazy because like physical touch is up there for me too. It's hard.
But you didn't say it was top two, so don't try to copy now. You're literally trying to copy my stuff. I get it though.
You're just like,
I get it. But yes, shout out to her for doing that. See, that's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
flowers, tactile stuff. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Yeah. So that seems great that I actually agree with you that you guys have the cusp of being very inventive, very creative. A lot of different things that are happening nowadays. You're right. It's going to be a younger generation that's going to be doing these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So on the other side of that coin, what do you think have been the disadvantages of this generation with dating?
Yeah, we get really bored really quick. And that has a lot to do with our need for instant gratification. And a lot of that is due in part to us being raised with, you know, such high speed internet and like access to conversation and people. And, you know, past generations haven't had to deal with that level of, you know, accessibility as far as like being able to just reach out to somebody in Sweden, you know, who wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, that level of like lonely and the way that we fill that void becomes different because, you know, you're so unfocused and just quick and bored all the time. So,
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I mean, it can just be very quick. We live in a microwave society already. We already live in that. And then if you have a generation of people who are like, no, I need it now. And then if one person doesn't give it from you, you don't even have to work. You can be like, oh, you know what? Let me swipe right on somebody else. Let me swipe right now.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I can see where that is a thing. Okay. All right. So in reference to, so episode 17, Millennials with Alana Nicole, the beautiful Alana. Amazing. Dope. Alana Nicole. So obviously you talk a lot about dating. You talk a lot about love. One of the biggest quotes that you had was, well, just to paraphrase, that you talked about that during COVID-19, you noticed that people not being able to buy gifts and stuff really killed people's creativity on doing things in relationships. I really thought I've read it multiple times because I was like, wow. That you're right. People now with COVID-19, we don't have the opportunity to say, hey, let's go out to dinner. Let's go out to a movie. Let's go out to brunch. Yeah. Now it's like, all right, what are you going to do now?
Right.
And it's like, and you said that that's where you see a lot of relationships disintegrate, right?
I do see a lot of relationships kind of. I saw a lot of my own connections kind of disintegrate before my very eyes, I think, you know, as COVID-19 kind of kicked up. Because I was like so used to like, I was dating a guy who, you know, our biggest thing was like going out, you know, to cool mm-hmm. places. And like, I love, like, I don't eat meat, but I love like charcuterie, which is like these cute little spreads with like cheese and pickles and like, mm-hmm. you know, things. We would go to, you know, cute restaurants. And so we did a lot of that, but we would also talk and things like that. But like, as soon as we weren't really able to go out, I didn't see much of him. You know, we would try to talk on the phone and things like that, but that wasn't necessarily our rhythm. Our rhythm was like, hey, let's meet up here. It was going out. And similarly, you know, I have a lot of women who follow me who agreed that, you know, the guys kind of fell off as far as like being able to express their feelings for them because, you know, they couldn't really take them anywhere.
I see that. And that was really powerful when I read it, because I was like, hey, but then I thought about it like, yeah, it's going to be a, unfortunately, when this is done, we're going to see a lot of relationships, unfortunately, have went through a lot and they may not survive because now certain aspects have been taken away, certain tangible things that might have really been defining. Hey, we're out here and we're not, and it, you haven't established a relationship.
Right.
You're just good time associates. You're just having fun. Ooh. Hey, you want to go to friends? Me too. Oh, let's take a picture. We're having fun, but we don't have a relationship because we only have this one thing that we identify with. Now it's gone. Right. It's like, so how about those Ravens? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Swipe left. That's, swipe left. Right. So yeah. Okay. All right. So what tips would you offer somebody right now? Because guess what? Outside is going to open up. All right. Yep. For some people, and of course, stay safe, stay out of the way. Right now, some people are like, oh, outside is open right now. Right. What would you offer? Right. Stay home, y'all. Like, come on. What would you offer millennials that are gearing up that want to get onto dating? They probably have cabin fever, right? And what would you offer them as they jump out and when it's time to get back outside for dating? What would you offer them?
I would say, you know, I know that we have a tendency to jump around a lot and that, you know, right now might not be the best time to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like public health is concerned. So, you know, if you have someone you know and trust or love or like or lust or whatever it is, and you guys want to see each other, and you know, you find designated space and time to do that, I would definitely recommend, you know, socially distancing. Even then, like if you're having picnics or, you know, if you're going out or things like that, then, you know, try that, or, you know, outdoor seating and things like that. Don't go to, I wouldn't say big shows or concerts or things like that.
Oh my gosh, no.
That seems like a bad idea to me.
Yeah. But a lot of people are going to do it because they've been stuck in the house so long. I'm very fortunate. I really enjoy the different versus battles at concerts, because now we're able to connect. You know, we're able to now, we're all home, so we're now all able to binge watch a show and watch it in real time. I don't know if you watch Insecure. Right. I've been watching that. You know, my friends, we've been discussing it. So it's a lot. And it's like, oh, wow. You know,
right.
But I do see that once outside opens back up, it's going to be a huge influx of people that are going to be like, oh, I'm back out here. We back out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying don't rush.
I would say don't rush. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think also this has been a really good time of, you know, reflection for a lot of people as far as like trying to figure out what they want. And, you know, I think even for myself. So, yeah, don't rush.
So what would you, so what is something that you feel as though that you, what do you feel like you said you, as far as reflecting, what do you feel like you've reflected on?
Yeah, I reflected a lot on, I think, my sexual needs. You know, if I can say that on the C-Plan Dude
you
show.
You can. Yeah. On this show, you can. I don't know about other shows, but on this you can say it. Okay?
I was so used to a certain, you know, rhythm of a quantity of having it and needing it, per se, and you know, getting it, because I usually get what I ask for and what I want, and I'm spoiled that way. And so, you know, the audacity of me to...
Now the audacity.
You know, so it was hard for me transitioning into a space where I couldn't necessarily see the people that I wanted to see or be intimate with. And even just intimacy and, like, learning that, you know, maybe it wasn't necessarily sex I was always wanting. Maybe it was just being held, or maybe it's the hug, or maybe it's just having somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was, you know, trying to because it's not like I never did. It's not like it was something new to me, but just trying to like recompartmentalize some of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you would tell people don't rush. Take this out. It sounds like take this opportunity to sort of learn yourself, right? One of the things that I feel like I learned in this scenario is just I'm an extrovert. Like I'm a 10 on an extrovert level. Would you consider yourself an introvert or extrovert?
I'm an ambivert.
Oh.
Which is right in the middle. Hmm. It's right in the middle.
Right in the middle, huh? Yeah. Yeah, the dad. Pick a side, okay? Don't try to say left. Pick a side, all right? But I get it. So with me, being an extrovert and doing this time, it gives me a lot of time to reflect inward. And I just realize there's just certain things that I just want to energize myself and make sure that I'm a part of. And then also with all these things that are happening, whether great, you know, whether we see different things happening or at this current part right now where it's bad, you know, where we're seeing all these things, it's like, you know, how do I take that energy and how do I convert it inward and be able to make it positive? Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm an angry black man right now. Right. but I want to take that anger and take that energy and be able to create something positive from it. Right. So, yeah. So that's been a lot of things that I've been transitioning with and going through. So, yeah, thank you for that. All right. So. Any other tips that you want to offer millennials? Not just even dating.
I would definitely say, guys, I know we talked a little bit about like reflection and like what people should be thinking about right now, but I don't like when people have to think about, you know, self-love as a prerequisite for like romantic love. Yeah. Like you don't have to, that whole like love yourself or nobody will thing is very radical and like it seems extreme because it's like people are going to love you. Even if you're having a difficult day today or like you're dealing with a global pandemic or, you know, you're dealing with, you know, the fact that there's like racial tensions and things happening in the world. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, nobody's going to love you romantically. So like, don't think that, but do, you know, be reflective about the things you want and the needs you have. Mm. I think those are important things. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was great. Look at the millennials out here. Look at that. All right. So let's talk about art, right? Because you are a wonderful artist. I definitely, when Outside opens back up, I got to make sure I come out and see the shows.
Yeah. Right.
Can I get my own? Can you start making stuff for the show now? Can you, at home, can you start making stuff that I can have on the show, right? Please tell people who they may not really know about you as far as an artist, please break it down to them on what you offer. What you've been offering us. What have you been offering? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, just as a person, I've always been an artist. I think I like to say that I was born that way. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in arts and culture and performance art, you know, since I was very, very young. I'm from the Bronx, but, you know, I was raised here in Baltimore, Maryland. I currently live here in a small town in Baltimore City called Remington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I live and work in Station North Arts District in Charles Village area. And I spend a lot of time with, you know, artists and cultural workers and, you know, all types of people. And I've just really fallen in love with the culture here. And so, you know, I've been doing consulting work, like doing marketing and promotion and events and all types of stuff, production for the past, you know, maybe 5 years. And I do that with a lot of nonprofits. I do that with a lot of arts organizations. But at the core of that, after meeting all those people and, you know, seeing kind of like the crisis that's been happening with COVID-19 and especially how the economy as a whole, specifically the creative economy, the gig economy has crashed drastically. You know, there's been hundreds upon thousands, if not millions, if we're talking about the world of cancellations or postponements of events.
Yeah.
And that, you know, affects the revenue of people, you know, who usually are gig based. And so even if we're putting it into context, you know, just recently, you know, due to, you know, the CARES Act, they put in a clause, you know, saying that people who are gig based can finally get unemployment. And that just happened in 2020.
Yeah. Finally,
you know, people of color, minorities, the audacity of these people to have not done that for this long just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Insane. It's insane.
It's crazy. It's insane. But pretty rapidly, I was able to mobilize, you know, my network and use my social media to, you know, leverage and share things out. And I created a mutual aid fund, you know, because I knew that people were going to need help. And so I was able to raise $5,000 for the creative community in Baltimore, New York, New Jersey, and a few other places, just due to, you know, my network. And, you know, I'm really happy about that work that I did. And it's definitely continued. So...
Yeah, that was it was absolutely great. And I don't want you, not say that you are, but just being able to see that you of course, you're a content creator, you do these things, and that you were able to say, you know what, hey, what about us? And be able to formalize and create something that now people who this is their thing, right? Like that I didn't even think about it, honestly, about how a lot of artists would lose out on gigs until actually you and Erica Badu. When people were like, when she wanted to transition and she wanted to have music on her site, and people were like, no, yeah, take it for free. And she's like, I'm unemployed like you. You know, right. And I thought about that. And then I saw how you were doing such a great thing in our community to be able to create a fund that would help people that honestly, unfortunately, people would have the audacity. Again, where you can get this shirt at thekeyexperience.myshopify.com, that they had the audacity to minimize the creative talents of people. And just because it's not a 9-to-5 doesn't mean that it's not equally, if not more important. All right, I have a 9-to-5. It's functioning. But I need my music. I need my music. I need my artwork. Yeah. I need those things to make light or make things beautiful here. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for that.
Of course.
All right. Yeah. All right. So how have you been feeling? How have you been doing with all these things? Of course, we see a lot of things with police brutality. We have people just doing horrendous things in the community. How have you been doing?
Yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, it's a roller coaster. You know, every day you wake up and you look out the window, and sometimes I wake up and I forget everything that's going on. You know, that split second in the morning when you just open your eyes and you're like, it's going to be a great day. And I had that level of optimism and try to maintain it, you know, throughout what's happening right now. But also it's, you know, it's hard. Some days are hard. Some days I cry. Some days I want to stay in bed, you know, because there's just so much happening in the world. And, you know, I'm very much empathic. And so I feel a lot of the emotion of my community and the people that are around me.
Yeah.
But then there's other days where I'm uplifted. I'm uplifted by the amount of opportunity that's available, you know, the amount of money that's, you know, I think temporarily being invigorated into the economic, you know, status of like the creative community. And then, you know, I'm definitely proud of myself for a lot of things I think I've personally been able to accomplish, you know, during this time. You know, but I also take those wins and, you know, I have to keep in mind that it's not just about me. It's about, you know, this larger community. You know, I think it's my life's purpose to be, you know, working and talking with people, gathering them and, you know, making sure that there's hope for them around what it means to be a creative and around what it means to be, you know, a contractor, a gig worker. So, you know, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot at hand right now. And, you know, police brutality is definitely one of the things that's on the forefront of my mind. And I'm writing a piece about that that's going to be coming out soon. And then another one, you know, about 1099 employees in the Baltimore Business Journal this Friday. And that'll be in print. So everybody pick that up.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And you provide amazing content. And just keep, you know, we need creators. You know, we need them. We need them to survive. We need them to live, whether it's music, performance arts, dancing, singing, whatever. We need it. And so thank you for being honestly at the forefront of us being able to say, hey, you know what? We need to do these things as well. All right. So how can people? So please give us before you give us your contact info, please give us one lasting thought that you want to share with the millions and millions of people watching the show, listening to it. They're watching it on YouTube. They're listening to it on the podcast. What can you offer them? The one last thing that someone is listening.
I want, you know, to give the people, what do I give the people? You know what I'm saying? I think give something to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a time, I don't want to say be for yourself, but like, you know, if you could take a moment for yourself this evening just to kind of to be with you, if you take a bath or, you know, try not to rely too heavily right now. I've been seeing a lot of posts about like, oh, this is a time to be testing friendships and things like that.
Oh yeah. I've definitely
seen too much of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's been a lot. People like, yeah, if I delete you, it's personal. Whoa.
I'm like, ooh.
Whoa. 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 Whoa, guys. I get it. I promise you I get it, but whoa. Like, we have been having a lot of people very, very aggressive. All right. So please tell us, how can people connect with you? How can they tap in outside of leaving stuff on your doorstep? Because we know that's what you like. How people can connect with you?
I think people can best connect with me through my website, alannanicole.com or alannahasenteredthechat.com. Or you can text me if you want, but I'm not going to say my number on the podcast. Or they can Facebook message me, or they can follow me on Instagram at Alana has entered the chat, and or on LinkedIn, which is where all the adults are. So
all the Generation X is like me on LinkedIn. All right, we're not on TikTok. We're not. I'm not. Okay, because you know what TikTok is, eh? You know what TikTok is, Alana?
What is it?
Vine. That's what it is. Yeah, so we're just going to completely disregard that Vine was out here doing this thing, giving you work, and now we're doing that. No, I'm done. Right. Hey, okay. Thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight. Thank you. And guess what? That is the end of our show, episode 17, Millennials. All right?
Yeah.
Please, guys, make sure that you check out and you follow Alana. She has, let me tell you something. She has a lot of dope, really thought-provoking, really amazing content. All right, I follow her on all of her pages. She don't even know. All right? Please make sure you connect with her. Please, please, please make sure you support all your local artists. Is the fund still going, right? It's still going now?
The fund is not going anymore, but I am involved with like several others that have all recently closed within the last week. But right. I did write an article, another one that's on my page. You can find it. I won't name like who did it, but you know,
drop it. Go ahead.
No. So I wrote an article last week for Baltimore Magazine, and there's a lot of good resources in there for like where artists could be connecting with like new resources and funds and things like that.
Yes.
So
because they need it. Because what are we really telling the person that has really decided, you know what, I'm an artist and society doesn't help me during this time, right? I do think, let me ask you this before we close it out, because you know what, you'd be the perfect person to think about this. What about if, like, OnlyFans has a stigma, right? Like, we have the OnlyFans stigma, but shouldn't we have that for artists? Like imagine OnlyFans for artists where maybe you have performance pieces or you have music or something like that. Like, we can pay them to watch. Like, we can pay them to have their songs or whatever.
It's kind of different, you know, a little bit to me. You know, you have to think about commodity when it comes to art and culture.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you talk about, like, keeping things commodified, you know, you don't want to put out too much of it. Imagine if Beyonce dropped a song every day. Yeah. And you knew, you know, that she was going to drop a song every day. You'd be less apt. You'd be like, oh, I'm a catch up next week because it's always coming out. Or if shows didn't have seasons, you know, arts and culture is just different. Entertainment is different. So you don't want it to be super accessible.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. Because I didn't think, I was like, you know what? Maybe they can. I mean, you're right. I think maybe they could change it to a month or whatever. But you're right. The art is not meant to be constrained. I think that a lot of times we just try to hold it down and restrict it. And that's not art anymore. If we restrict it and we hold it down and we just try to confine it to something, it's not art anymore. Now it's just whatever you wanted it to be. So
we have good platforms for it, but it should be up to the artist, you know, based on how much they want to produce, how much they put out.
Yep. All right, great, great. I'm gonna drop my mixtape probably right after the show. So, you know, take care of that. All right, thank you guys. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. You are absolutely amazing. Please do keep doing everything that you are doing for not only for our culture, but for our society. We need it. Okay?
Yes, Gary. Yes.
All right. As always, everybody, you guys can catch Catch each and every show here Tuesday at 7 p.m. You can check all of the shows. Please check out every – if this is your first time watching the show, if this is your 38th time watching the show since you've been watching, please check out the show. You can also check out me on Facebook, Instagram, not TikTok. All right? Now, all right, for amazing additional content. All right, if you're looking to promote your services, your goods, your events, your book, please – contact me for sponsorship opportunities. If you want to be on the show, please contact me. All right. Last but certainly not least, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a part of this show. You, especially you. You are the best part of the show. And please, again, share these episodes. Please share all of them. All right. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And you can catch me next week. Catch me outside and next week. All right? For another jam-packed episode. And guess what it's packed with? Two things. It's packed with the audacity and it's packed with the vibes. All right? Until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special, special moments again, man. Please stay safe. Stay at home. Please stay peaceful. And always remember, guys, to see, plan, do. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.